This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Golf Channel's Jaime Diaz has written about and covered Tiger Woods since he first burst onto the scene in the 90s. Tiger, not Jaime. It's a pleasure to welcome Jaime Diaz back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Jaime.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. I know it's a busy time with everything going on. All right. It seems that there were two camps that formed. The camp that could not see Tiger winning again and the camp that could not not see Tiger winning again. So which camp were you in?
Well, I guess I was closer to the latter. I mean, there were times, obviously, where it looked like the odds were tremendously against him coming back in any kind of competitive form. But I just kind of held on to the concept that Tiger has always, for lack of a better term, gotten it done when he sets his mind to something. And I knew he wanted to keep playing. I knew he didn't want to go out the way it was looking like he might have to go out. It just wasn't fitting for the rest of his career. And he loves to play. I think to this day, he loves to play golf and hit balls and explore golf. So I always felt like that enthusiasm and that energy would give him a chance. And then he got fortunate. Among all the unfortunate things that happened to him over several years, the fortunate thing was that back fusion was exactly the ticket somehow, even though it sounds so, you know, traumatic and invasive. It did everything that he needed it to do in terms of getting rid of pain, not inhibiting his mobility, allowing him to still be useful given his other sort of workout regimen and good genes and athletic body. And I just feel like mind and body, he's still very capable. And if the back trouble was resolved, and then I thought time would heal the psychological wounds, which I thought were really significant. And maybe time was actually his ally, because I don't think he was really capable of coming back with the same kind of mindset and the same kind of mental strength that he used to have, let's say, all the way through 2015, let's say, because even though he played really well in 2013 and won five times, it was not the same Tiger in the majors. And that was always the difference maker. He's a history maker. He wins majors. And he was not performing to his capacity, not even close, in the majors after the scandal and through those first 5-6 years. So I always gave him a chance. I guess that's a long answer. I never wrote him off. The worst he looked, I thought, was last year, not so much with the DUI, but rather with the some of the public appearances where he had to put his golf game on display, and he was just in tremendous, it appears now to be pain. At the time, it just looked like he couldn't pull the trigger in public. He just looked terrible in terms of his ability to perform the golf swing with any kind of control. So that was looking pretty dire. But again, I just have faith in this guy's genius, and I have faith in his talent.
I know you're not Dr. Jaime Diaz, but the back fusion surgery, was it always on the table? Was it a last resort? Was it something that came up after all of the other ones had failed? I guess the question, Jaime, why didn't we do this first?
Well, sure, in hindsight, why didn't it? But in fact, it was a last resort. It was looked at as do or die, as, you know, all or nothing. And he just didn't want to go there because he had hopes that the microdiscectomy might resolve the pain. He was willing to pay, apparently willing to play with some pain, but he didn't want to have a major surgery, which he'd had several on his knee already. I think he was just done with really going under the knife. But he had no choice, finally. And that liberated him to take a risk, and that risk has paid off. And it's interesting, before it all happened, or I should say right after it happened, because we didn't know it was going to happen. He did it, as you may recall, right after the Masters without telling anyone. I talked to Lee Trevino and Lanny Watkins, who both had, Lee didn't have fusion, but something very similar. And he had a lot of nerve pain, which he said was just debilitating. And Lee has an incredibly high pain threshold. So when he says you can't do it, it said a lot about how Tiger's, the handicap he was under with all that pain. Lanny did have a fusion, and it was quite successful. He wanted to play right away, no pain. Same with Lee. So that gave me a sense that, wow, you know, it may be risky if it goes wrong. It went wrong for Dudley Hart. You may remember him on the tour. A very good player, won several times, and the back fusion didn't go well because the first one was not executed correctly. And he really hasn't been able to play since, even though he had another one. So, again, risky, but if it came up red on the roulette wheel, as it did, then Tiger got a new life.
We're talking with Jaime Diaz here on the Augusta Golf Show. You know, I heard Rich Lerner say something to you earlier this week after Tiger won, which I loved, which is Rich said, my daughters want to see Tiger Woods win, and my mother wants to see Tiger Woods win. When did we have this threshold? What was it? When did we cross over into, yeah, he's good, and yeah, we kind of like him, to what we saw in the 18th fairway on Sunday? Was it the DUI? When did that happen?
Yeah, it's hard to quantify, of course. I think Tiger, deep down, even though he's been kind of a cold, outwardly cold person, I think people and women are really, I think, without sounding sexist, are more intuitive about these kinds of things, about what a person's really like. And I think that people just sense Tiger's a decent guy. He may have a lot of flaws, but he's not someone without a kind spirit, without a good basic decency. I believe that to this day, even though he's gone through a lot of things where he's been, publicly sort of shamed. But what I would say about that is, I think once he showed vulnerability, and what I was going to say is, I think people sense, and women in particular, because as you talk to everybody in this world about Tiger, when they know you're in the kind of the golf journalism, they want to know about Tiger, and they all have opinions about him. And one thing I've sensed, the pattern, women have more sensitivity to the difficulty that his life might have entailed, and his maybe inability to have normal relationships. And there was a sympathy there, even though later on when it was revealed he was having, kind of serial affairs, they're willing to forgive it because I think they sort of realize, I think some men do too, as much as we envy him for his talent and his wealth and all his, influence, it hasn't been an easy life. It's been a lot of pressure. It's been a lot of obligation. It's been a lot of things that maybe he didn't even choose to be that he's had to be. And so when he went off the rails, I think there were people ready to be understanding and sympathetic. And as he's grown and matured and kind of come back and shown that he understands that he's fortunate and that he has a lot of gratitude for a lot of things, it just made him very likable because he was this vulnerable guy who, we love, I think humans in general love when someone kind of sort of looks themselves in the mirror or gets with, comes to a really dark place and just really has a moment of truth and comes out of it better. I think we all, to some extent, have been there, perhaps not to the same degrees, but we all kind of know that feeling. And when someone comes out of that triumphant, I think it's very appealing. So I guess that's where it came from. I think the DUI, I think that was a moment for Tiger to really face the music. And I think he came out of it better because of it. And once he came out better, I think there was a lot of pent-up sympathy for him.
How different do you think he is today?
I don't think he's tremendously different, certainly not outwardly, but I think he's profoundly different inwardly. And I don't know that. It's just a sense I have. But I think he understands that you can't do it alone, no matter how great you are and how talented you are, and that you need people. And I don't know that he always felt he needed people. I mean, certainly he appreciated everything his parents did for him. But once he went out in the world, I think he was distrustful and you know, kind of a loner and didn't really thought, you know, I got this. I can do this alone. And he's learned that, you know, life's hard. When it backfires on you, you know, we all need people. And I think that's made him way more understanding of other people's lives and just a guy now who takes an interest in other people's journey. And I think that's made him different and better. And I think it's actually made him a better golfer because, and this is maybe a stretch, but I think one of the hallmarks of his game now, I say hallmarks, one of the, maybe emerging hallmarks is this ability to get the ball in the fairway with the driver. And I think mainly the biggest reason he had problems with that was because he always wanted to be among the longest guys, if not the longest. And it was hard for him to gear back. And I think some of that was ego and just wanting to be the all-powerful Tiger. And I think he's, not to say he's conceded that, you know, he's not as good, but frankly that he's lost that one tool and why fight it? Why not play to his strength, which is now precision and playing the irons with real accuracy and skill, which I think, honestly, he may be the best iron player in the world still. And that is the part of the game now that he's setting himself up with the driver. It's a small sample size. It's only been going on for about a couple of months where he took some loft off the driver and has been swinging or added some loft to the driver, I should say, and is swinging a little easier. But it's dramatic in terms of how many fairways he's hitting and what that allows him to do. So all these things, Don, I think the person changing and maturing, maybe this happened to normal people, maybe in their 20s. I think with Tiger, it's just, you know, anybody who's in the fame, in the maelstrom of fame, tends to mature more slowly. But then when it comes, maybe they've seen more than everybody else. And so I think he's in a wonderful place right now.
You know, and we got to go. We only have a minute or so left, but now I find it amusing. Okay, it's Ryder Cup weekend. He's playing this weekend. And then we'll have to resort back to the old Tiger schedule. He'll play in his Hero World Challenge, but we may not see him again until San Diego in February or something.
Well, that's possible, but that's okay. I mean, I think he's kind of have to be a little bit Nicklaus-like and even Hogan-like in playing less and marshaling his energies. I think he's about making history and winning majors. That's going to be the emphasis going forward. However, we are going to see him with Phil in this showdown.
Yes. I forgot about
at
that.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then he might play in China, which is a WGC event, which he's dominated those. We won't see him as much. It'll just, to me, build up the interest and pent up the energy, and it'll just make him bigger when he does play, so it'll be worth it.
He is Jaime Diaz from Golf Channel. Jaime, I know it's a busy time. I thank you for taking the time to do this.
Anytime, John. I always enjoy it.
We'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.